Hi. This week the question is, does Acts 9 verse 7 contradict Acts 22 verse 9? Acts 9 verse 7 concerns the conversion of a man named Saul. Saul was a bitter enemy of the church in those days. He hated Christ and Christians. In his rage, he obtained permission from the high priest in Jerusalem to travel to Damascus and arrest all the Christians there and bring them back to Jerusalem for trial. Several men traveled with Saul. As he was nearing the city of Damascus, a bright light from heaven suddenly shined upon him and it blinded him. A voice from heaven spoke out and said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" This was the voice of Jesus himself. Saul realized that Jesus was indeed real and was indeed the Lord of heaven and earth. Saul was ashamed of himself for having persecuted the Lord's people, and he immediately asked what the Lord wanted him to do. The Lord told him to go into the city, and it would be told him there what he must do. Now notice carefully Acts 9, verse 7. "And the men who journeyed with Saul stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one." Notice carefully that the men traveling with Saul heard a voice, but they didn't see anyone. Now in Acts 22, Saul, who is now known by his Roman name Paul, retold this story of his conversion. Listen carefully, Acts 22, verse 9. "And those who were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me." Notice this verse says the companions of Paul did not hear the voice of him who spoke. It appears that this verse contradicts what we just read in Acts 9, verse 7. As a matter of fact, those who are enemies of the Bible, Mormons, Muslims, and others, try to use this passage in an effort to show that the Bible is unreliable. They offer these two verses as an illustration to say that the Bible contradicts itself, and therefore it's unreliable and unworthy of trust. Are these verses, in fact, contradicting each other? The answer is no. These verses are not contradicting each other. Ray Summers, in his book Essentials of New Testament Greek, writes on this on page 51. Quote, "Some verbs take their object in a case other than the accusative. There's a variety of usage at this point. Akouo, the Greek verb for hear, may take its object in the genitive or the accusative. Usually, akouo with the genitive means to hear without understanding, while with the accusative, it means to hear with the understanding. This probably explains the difficulty involved in Acts 9, verse 7 and 22, verse 9. The incident is the experience of Paul in seeing the light and hearing the voice on the road to Damascus. Acts 9, verse 7 states that Paul's companions heard the voice, akouo with the genitive. Acts 22, verse 9 says they did not hear the voice, akouo with the accusative. Thus, both constructions say the same thing. The companions of Paul did not understand what the voice said to Paul. To them, it was an unintelligible sound." End quote. Now, to illustrate what Ray Summers just said in his grammar book, think about an old man who's hard of hearing. And he says to his grandson, "What did you say? I didn't hear you." What the grandfather means is that he didn't understand what was said. He heard a voice. He hears speaking, but he didn't understand what was said. In the same way, the companions of Paul heard a voice speaking, but they didn't hear the voice, in the sense of they didn't understand what the voice was saying. So there's no contradiction here. As a matter of fact, notice in Acts 26, verse 14, "When we had all fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me, saying in the Hebrew language, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads.'" We can understand from this verse now why the companions of Paul did not understand, because the voice was speaking in the Hebrew language. Evidently, the other men with Paul could not understand Hebrew. Those who use these passages to try to show a supposed contradiction in the Scriptures are truly desperate people. They're being unfair and, in fact, dishonest. It is dishonest to ignore plausible explanations and immediately jump to the conclusion that a contradiction has occurred. Once again, the Bible proves itself to be reliable and trustworthy. Well, thanks for considering the message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there's no spaces between the words. There at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. And we invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.